Good evening and welcome to the Ramblecast After Dark. My name's Chris. I'm here with Nick and Jack, and maybe our other co-host will join us later on. Who knows?
I totally thought that was like a, you know, Tales from the Crypt thing. You're like, good evening. I was like, where is Chris going with this?
And then I heard myself talking in the background.
So you scared yourself is what you're saying.
I did.
And I hope my audio is a lot better than the Heroes podcast. I do apologize for that.
Chris stole it. Go ahead.
Just do it without me.
Yeah, because I was like, wow, did anyone hear the Heroes podcast with Matt and Jay? Because that's all I heard.
Yeah. The worst part was I was comedy gold on that podcast. You just couldn't hear me.
You could. Jack, it looks like your video is not coming through onto the
mystery. You're still.
I have no idea what's going on. I'm trying to do so, but at least I got the chat working.
Best produced podcast.
One out of two is not bad. But...
That's true. Well, I guess if we have to hear you, at least we don't have to see you.
Yeah. Oh, wait, my camera's not on. Why is the camera not on?
Anywho, welcome. So we should be being joined by Matt at some point. I know he was running a little bit late. Slacker.
You see me?
Thankfully, yep, there no. You go. Oh, there you are. There hey, you Jack.
Go. All right. The show is saved. Because I know like four people go, if I can't see Jack, I'm leaving.
I don't even want it's not even worth
I don't,
it.
I don't mind not being able to hear him.
So, yeah, it looks like Matt's going to join us probably closer to the 10 o'clock hour. But welcome. Welcome to Ramblecast After Dark. This is the episode where we kind of let loose and don't necessarily have any restrictions onto what we do say, can say, or will say. So
yeah, we can say penis all we want without having to warn you guys.
Penis, yeah, exactly. Penis. We kind of did that last week.
Yeah,
yeah, but we had to put a disclaimer up that
I did notice there was very few comments on that thread, so I assumed a lot of people were like, "What the hell is this shit?"
Yeah,
it's just penises.
Most people liked it. They enjoyed it.
Okay.
Who doesn't enjoy a good penis? I think that's what most people were saying. So.
You did it again, Jack.
Sorry, my bad. I apologize. So you guys survived April Fool's on Easter?
We did. Yeah. Well, kind of. My daughter, the night before Easter, overnight, got sick. So she was thrown up all night. And of course, I was up until 4:30 in the morning, making sure she was all right while my wife slept. And
wait. You're saying that kind of negative.
Yeah, no, I'm not bitter. No. and then, it's kind of a low key Easter. We didn't do a whole lot because she wasn't feeling so great.
Yeah, we had it all planned out to have an Easter egg hunt for Zach. We had stuffed all these little plastic eggs with money. In fact, I said, maybe I should do is go hunt the eggs. I need the cash more than he probably does. But he got sick. He's been sick for about 4 or 5 days. So the eggs are just sitting there.
Yeah.
Not outside. But yeah. And plus now we have that pollen going on. I hate this time of year because you get all that pollen everywhere. I don't know if you don't have it in California. Of course,
no.
You don't get in California because you don't have any trees.
You have to have trees, yeah.
Yeah.
And rain.
And I don't know if you get up there. Well, you just get snow, right, Chris?
Oh, no, we get the pollen as well. I mean, certain times a year, you go out to your car and you have to clean the pollen off your car instead of the snow. So it's pretty terrible.
Well, today my wife opened the window of the studio and I came in. I'm working on this because if you listen to the Heroes podcast, you didn't hear me because there's problems with system. So I spent an hour trying to get the mic working and all this different stuff. It sounds pretty good right now, but I had pollen everywhere. It was all over the desk, all over the chairs, all over the fish tank. It was a mess. Mm-hmm. And I spent about 30 minutes cleaning pollen. I just wish it would start raining because that washes it all away.
Yep. We got snow today, though.
A lot of people complaining about the snow. A
couple of inches of snow, and then by 4 o'clock, it melted.
Nice.
effing New England.
At least it's
gone. Fucking New England. I can say that this week.
Yeah, you can say fucking New England. Yeah. We had
7 inches of snow. Yeah, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. That's good.
That was JP. 7 inches of snow, not penis. That's the beauty about joining the podcast live, is the chat is probably the funniest thing going on.
Easily.
Just far
more humorous than we are.
Well, that goes without saying. Now, so April Fools, did anyone fall for any of the April Fools things the people always put on Twitter and Facebook and all that crap? Or has that gotten old?
I don't think I even looked at Facebook yesterday.
Yeah. I don't think I did either. I mean, I saw one that was just, it was terrible. It was a Inatech Corporation ad. Remember Inatech from Office Space?
Yes.
Festival, like music festival company was bought by Inatech. It was just like this 4.5 minute commercial. And it was just terrible. Like they kept repeating the same, like, buy it something or other, an Inatech company, parent company of Inatech. Or like, it was terrible. That was the only thing I heard, the only thing I saw that was remotely April Fools-ish.
Well, it's funny because it came on Twitter that the Chargers had signed Geno Smith. And right away I go, okay, I get it, April Fools. Why would they sign Geno Smith? Well, that wasn't a joke.
Yeah.
they really did spend money on Geno Smith.
Terrible.
Super Bowl, here they come. But terrible. Only like I said on Twitter, only the Chargers would sign Geno Smith on April Fools, and it wouldn't be a joke. I don't get it. The guy has proven not that he's going to start. I mean, if they have to go to this back, if they lose Rivers, the season's over anyway. But still, what has Geno Smith showed in 4 years that you would want to waste a roster spot on him? I don't get it, but that's the Charger way.
Anywho.
Yeah, I always looked at I don't know. Did Think Geek do anything good? I wonder if April Fools. Because they always did the really good ones. I mean, they had the Dharma Initiative clock, alarm clock. And then they had the Tauntaun sleeping bag. You know, the zipper was the blue lightsaber to cut it open. And then you get in it. So always wondered.
Did you like that sleeping bag, or did it have some?
Well, they actually, the one that they put up, I remember, was it was more of a stuffed animal type sleeping bag, so it actually looked like the Tauntaun. But the one they actually made, because people actually demanded it, they're like, that would be really cool, was more like a cheap little kid's sleeping bag that was flat. You know, I was like, well, I don't want that. I was like, I want the.
Because I know this guy, Nick from Tennessee, he called the Heroes podcast and did nothing but complain.
Really? That guy sounds like a prick. Who complains all the time?
And you probably can't. You couldn't hear what my comment was. Said, what is it with people from Tennessee? All they do is complain.
I heard the opening part.
But you probably couldn't hear that.
I heard what's up with people from Tennessee, and then.
That's okay. I enjoyed it.
So, dude,
the episode of Heroes before we recorded.
Actually a really good podcast. I was like, wow, like they actually seemed.
The call-ins were great. The Chris's live interview was great. The calls were great. Mike was great. He was really into it. I was trying to remember the episode. I watched all of season two, but all I can remember from it is the bleeding, the blood coming from the eyes. That's all I can remember from season two.
You remembered more than I did. So
because they were two new characters, and their big thing was they bled, their eyes bled.
Mm. Now, hey,
that happened to me on my wedding day.
I think I watched half of season one, and that's all I watched, because after the finale, people were like so complaining about it so bad. I was like, well, I'm not gonna keep watching this crap then.
I've actually got a really great idea. I was thinking about this before we started the show. What do you say we just say, fuck Heroes, let's talk about Ready Player One?
Sure.
Are they on the same level? Are they? Please. Now, I've seen good things about it, and I've seen bad things about it.
I'll be happy to share my unfiltered.
Now, you both have seen it, right? You both have seen it?
Yes.
All right. I'm gonna take before you say anything, I'm gonna say Chris liked it, Nick hated it. I'm not saying Nick hated it, but Nick thought it could have been better.
So I went and saw the movie last Wednesday night, and
anyone in the chat, you don't want to hear it. We'll let you know we're done talking about it.
Yeah. So last Wednesday I went and saw it, and I had the great movie experience because I went to one of those theaters that have like the reclining chairs, and everything was fantastic. So
did you have the old person next to you with the oxygen tank?
No, I didn't actually. I actually went to the movies with a friend of mine, with my buddy Tyler. I rarely go to the movies with somebody, but if I do, it's with him because we generally geek out on the same thing. So went and saw on Wednesday night. And I was so excited. Like, I was giddy. I showed up like 25, 30 minutes early. I was sitting there. I was in my seat just like waiting for that movie to start. And
did you have a beer?
I didn't have a beer. No, they didn't serve. They don't serve booze in this particular theater. Oh, okay. So the credits roll and we're getting up to leave. And I'm thinking to myself, did I like that movie? Did I love that movie? Did I? I don't know. And the more and more I thought about it, what I was doing was is I was comparing it to the world and experience of reading the book that I love so much. So I read the book a bunch of times, listened to the book a bunch of times, and I realized that it is massively different than the book. I mean, the same like trajectory and storyline, but the way they get there, the actual big plot points of the book were changed completely. Like, not just a little bit, but like drastically changed. And I think that's why I didn't have that gushing feeling right at the start, because I was just so wrapped up in that story that I read a bunch of times. But the more and more I thought about it, I said, you know what? That I still love it. I do. I mean, I go, as massively different of a movie from the book as it is, it was still incredibly fun on its own. And my prediction is that you're going to have a lot of people who like this movie a lot without having read the book. I think you're going to have a lot of people who kind of battle back and forth between, you know, the story that they've read. Then you're gonna have a lot of people that'll just watch. They think everything is awesome, but I really liked it. I totally enjoyed it. It was a fun story, very Spielberg-y. I will say that the visual effects, which make up a vast majority of the movie, were so well done that it was never like a thing that I had to remove myself and say, hey. This is some cartoon, right? No, it felt natural. It felt I was in the Oasis. I felt like I was in the Oasis watching this whole story unfold. So, overall, I was a huge fan of the movie after giving it a lot of thought. I'm still a greater fan of the book, but I think this movie stands alone, and I think it's a super entertaining flick. And I highly recommend anybody who grew up in the 80s and 90s to go see it, because it was a ton of fun.
All right, before we get to Nick, if we had done the verses, say right now, this greatest Steven Spielberg, would you replace this movie? Would you replace E.T. with
this
movie? You'd still stick with E.T. even though E.T. got hammered.
Yes.
Although Ready Player One probably would win.
Most likely.
Because it's always the newest thing that wins.
So we would all pick everything but Ready Player One, and that's what the chat would be.
Jay would be like, I gotta pick Ready Player One because it's clearly the best.
All right, so we got Chris. I was right, spot on with Chris. Now, Nick, let's get your review of Ready Player One.
Okay. So I went to the Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood with my friend Cliff, producer Cliff. As always, I went into it with low expectations, not having read the book. And Ren Mike, who was our guest host a few weeks ago, did not like it.
Who's like you, hates everything.
Yeah, and he had already had said he didn't like it. He thought the characters were underdeveloped, and it was just action, and that's all it was. And I kind of was like, well, it's an action movie. It's not supposed to have developed characters. So I went into it just optimistic. And after it was done, I looked at Cliff, and I said, I said two things. I said, dude, are you crying? Because Cliff was crying. He was crying at the end of the movie of Ready Player One.
Did you say, are you crying?
Huh? And I said, are you crying? Said,
there's no crying in the Oasis. There's
no crying, yeah. I was like, what? And he said, yeah, it got me. I was like, all right, Cliff, fine. And then I looked at him, and then I said, I can't imagine anyone not liking this movie.
Whoa.
Because it is what it is. And I felt that they got nostalgia correct where Star Wars failed.
I always got to come back and swipe at Star Wars.
Well, that's the truth. Because like every Easter egg, every little thing that was thrown out in the movie is not a critical plot point or something right. That's jammed down your throat. If you get the references, great. If you don't, then hey, it's fine. The story continues. And I like that about it. And, you know, there was a couple little things that I kind of was like, yeah, you know, but like the whole.
Do you like it as much as Chris did?
I probably didn't like it as much as Chris did, but Chris has a different attachment to it than I do. And that's fine.
Okay. All right. But you weren't crying like Cliff.
I wasn't crying like Cliff. No. However,
I ask you a question? Sure. Was anyone else in the theater crying or was it only Cliff?
Well, me and Cliff always sit in the same two seats, and where we sit, no one else sits, so I couldn't see anyone else that was crying.
Okay. All right.
Because we sit, like, you know how like, most movie theaters have, like, the lower section, and then you have the little walk, and then you have the upper section? We sit, like, on the second row of the lower, but the Chinese
theater you sit there because it's great seats, or you don't want to be seen with Cliff?
Actually, a little bit of both, really.
Okay, all right.
To be fair. So like, you know, the one cringe moment was when the first time they go to the dance hall, Chris, and he's all like, I love you, and blah, 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 blah. I was just like, really? They're going to throw like a little romance at us? And that made me kind of go like,
I did too. And here's why. This is where Ren Mikes is right. You know, so in the adaptation.
Wait. Don't say that publicly.
in this case, you know, they couldn't develop the characters as well as they were done in the book. It wouldn't be possible in one movie.
Yeah.
And like at the point in which they get to the birthday party / club scene. I'm trying to remember in the movie. Was it a birthday party?
It's not
in the movie?
A birthday party. No, it's like they're trying to figure out the second key. And
that's what it was. Yeah. So in the book, that's actually a birthday party that Ogden Morrow throws for himself every year. And Ogden Morrow is played by in this one by Simon Pegg. Is in the Oasis and he's DJing at his own party. And that's when the Sixers come in and take over. But it was a much bigger scene. And there's much more time passes in the book than it does in the movie. But that was a huge scene in the book, which was awesome. But I will say when I remember seeing one of the first trailers, I remember that scene was there. And I remember saying the first time I saw that teaser trailer, the trailer number one, whatever it was, I was like, oh my God, that is exactly how I pictured it from the book. So yes, you're right. They kind of got a little bit cheesy with the love story there, but the representation of that dance club / party, or if you're following the book, the birthday party for Ogden, was so spot on. They did a hell of a job with that.
Okay.
All right. So you both Matt, did you see it?
Now, hold on. I'm not
Matt has joined us.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Nick.
Yeah. Okay. However, I did love the movie. I will buy the movie. It's one of the few movies that I said, oh, I'll buy this when it comes out.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
But I'm a plot guy. I've always been a plot guy. And my one complaint with the movie is I'm amazed they didn't get sued. Because it's Willy Wonka on the Chocolate Factory. That's what the movie is. That's the entire plot.
Really?
It is. It's the
I can see that.
There's Gobstoppers and
look. Okay, I sorry for anyone out there who has not seen it. I am going to spoil you right now. So it's the same premise in that you have a poor kid who, you know, doesn't have anything, and instead of having a search for the golden ticket at the beginning, and then he gets into the chocolate factory, he is in the world already, and he has to find three keys versus one ticket. Once he gets the three keys, he gets, you know, the end, which happens to be a golden egg. So it's like it's the same, like golden goose egg, the same thing. And he even gets tested the same way that Willy Wonka tests Charlie, you know, of like, are you morally sound to take over my kingdom? And that is basically the story. And all the other subplots are other plots from other classic films that you've seen before. And that's the nostalgia part of it. But the overall plot line is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
So did that ruin it for you a little
bit? No, it didn't ruin it for me. It didn't ruin it for me, but I'm just a plot guy. And so when I see the story and I see how it's unfolding, I already know where it's going. So that's just how I am.
Yeah, the pure imagination was actually in one of the Easter eggs in the movie, in a trailer, actually. So they definitely give a nice head nod towards Willy Wonka. But
Which movie is better, Willy Wonka or Ready Player One?
They're two different.
I'll say Ready Player One.
Yeah, they're two totally different. I mean, because Willy Wonka was made in 1971, and it's more about story and morals, whereas in this one is more of an action, and they're the same plot but different end goals or what they're trying to achieve with it.
Yeah. I will say though, in speaking to Easter eggs, this movie has hundreds of them, like incredible amount of cameos / Easter eggs throughout the entire movie. Oh, yeah. Screen Rant's got a great article about it. It's like the 120 plus Easter eggs that you missed in just the two scenes of the opening car race scene and in one of the battle scenes. There is a ton of pop culture references, characters, vehicles, weaponry, like tons of stuff that you will never catch unless you're going frame by frame by frame and watching it. I caught a couple of them. There's literally over 120 on this one list right here. But one of my favorite ones, and I laughed out loud when I saw it, was actually in one of the battles. I'm not going to say which one. There's a scene where people are charging, and it was totally the Battletoads. The Battletoads were charging in the middle of this battle, and I was like, oh, I remember the Battletoads. Those guys, those were the anti-Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles back in the late 80s, early 90s. And then the second I said that, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were running up behind them, and I was like, that's awesome. This is great. but yeah, man, so many good references. And I absolutely can't recommend it enough. I think it's just a really, really fun movie. And I will, obviously I'm going to be one of those curmudgeons and say the book is 100 times better, but even at that, I still had a blast watching it. I would recommend anybody go see it. And Nick, I challenge you to read the book, because I think you'll absolutely love it.
I probably will. Yeah. I mean, everyone always enjoys the book more than the movie.
Yeah.
And it also, I mean, it might be better now that I have more of a visual context.
Yeah, for sure.
And then do you see the photos I sent of the stacks? That was awesome.
Yeah, that's so cool. Cool.
It's one of the great things about LA is like they always try to promote a movies around the touristy spots. And so Cliff and I were just walking out of theater and we looked to our left. We're like, holy shit, that's the stacks. And like, you know, we like, right. We just left the movie and there they were.
Did that make Cliff cry too?
No.
We should have Cliff.
I couldn't get over it. He was crying because I was overlooking. I was like, are you crying? I mean, it was a total Tom Hanks moment where it's like, can't be fucking crying
right now, dude.
Like, so Matt Therese in the chat here says, I've been hearing so much of the backlash against this movie that it's hard for me to muster any motivation to see it. I'll probably see it when it comes out to home video.
I'd dude, watch it.
First of all, you're dating yourself here. Home video. secondly, no, dude, totally go see it. Totally go see it. Like the people who are out there hating on this movie, with the exception of Red Mike. Red Mike's usually a pretty level headed dude, but like I feel like it's one of those things where people
about the same Red Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like this is a prime target. This movie is for the type of person that likes to just be spiteful and hate on things that other people really enjoy.
You mean like Nick?
Like Nick.
No, but I didn't hate this movie.
But Nick didn't hate it. He actually really, really dug it.
I really enjoyed it.
We're past all the spoilers, right?
Yeah.
Officially, I can join.
We actually didn't even spoil anything.
I didn't give you any details. I just gave you the plot. But
would my wife like it? Because my wife said, are there any movies out there? That was my first thought. I'd probably like the movie, but she probably won't.
If you just want a good popcorn action film, it's for you.
Yeah, the problem is if I take her to a movie she hates, I have to watch two of her crappy movies.
Sure.
It's not worth it. It's not worth the sitting through two chick flicks.
Yeah.
I think our generation,
type movies.
Because it's all the little, I mean, it's not even the nostalgia bit, but they really did capture a lot of stuff. Like even Iron Giant, you know, when he makes the bridge, you could see those humanistic eyes that Iron Giant has, you know, and you're just like, oh man, like it's just so many things. I was just like, oh man, that's just crazy.
I haven't seen Iron Giant in a while.
I gotta give credit to Matt Trist again. Busted my chops because I don't know if you can hassle me for quote unquote dating myself when you're gushing about a movie that's full of 80s and 90s references. Fair enough.
That was a good comeback.
Fair enough.
Oh, really good serve back.
Kettle is black, my friend.
Yes, fair enough.
It is weird though, like when, because you know, I know that we don't feel like we're old, but you know, there's so many people I talk to now.
None of us do.
Not, yeah, you never feel old
you
ever.
You never feel old, but then you do.
But like she, the girl that didn't know who Paul Simon was today, she's like, why do you think Michael Jackson got plastic surgery? And I just was like, well, he did get burned, you know, in the Pepsi commercial, and that's what started the whole thing, you know, and then he just kind of kept going with that. And then she was like, well, I really like his music, you know, and then I was like getting into like, well, he was kind of a dick, you know, because he stole the Beatles publishing and.
Oh yeah, like, we get to cuss on this one.
Yeah,
right.
Well, wait. You mentioned the Pepsi. Did she know the Pepsi commercial?
No, she didn't. I mean, that's what I mean. So we started getting to other things, like just chatting back and forth on the computer. And I was like, well, I was like, do you know who Parliament Funkadelic is? You know, and she's like, no. I was like, well, you do know at least who Stevie Wonder is, right? And she's like, yeah, I know some of Stevie Wonder. And I was like, well, you need to get into some of this R&B and get into this, and you know, if you want to get into that style of music. But it's weird because, like, to me, not growing, like, how do you not know who Stevie Wonder is or some of that stuff? But that's just really, it's really old, you know, to people. But
I was talking to my mom today, and she said, she goes, you know, I don't, you know, how you guys said, I don't feel old. And she goes, you know, I don't feel old, you know, stuff like that. Until I look in the mirror, I go, well, yeah, I go, your mirror doesn't lie. You are old.
Hey Nick, I just did a quick Google search while you're from the comment you made about Willy Wonka.
Sure, go ahead.
And it's funny because Ernest Cline, who is the author of Ready Player One, actually was interviewed, and he's comparing Ready Player One as a cross between Willy Wonka and The Matrix.
I can see that, but more Willy Wonka than The Matrix. But I get the Matrix thing. Yeah.
I will just say one of my favorite things that my my brother-in-law, he always says this because he's working on my house. He always says, it looks like Willy Wonka made this place. So I always think about him whenever I hear that, like Willy Wonka, like things get so weird that it's just like it doesn't make sense anymore.
Your house looks like Willy Wonka made it?
No, like the electrical or, you know, you deal with plumbing issues. The plumbing is all weird in the basement there. So
how old's your house?
1920.
Oh, okay. So. Chris, your house is like 100 years old too, right?
1888.
Yeah.
Because I know when my wife watched those house, you know, those shows, the home improvement shows, and anytime someone buys an old house, you're like going, and they're always shocked. There's problems with the plumbing. Shocked. There's problems with the electrical. So I go, what do you guys think? The house was made 120 years ago. What do you think was going to happen?
Well, and things go bad that are just unexpected. Like, you know, you get heat in from one area that ends up cooling off another spot where you get, you know, icicles all of a sudden and you have to do a bunch of roof work. Hey, I'm back. I've been doing roof work all weekend. I'd like to talk about home repairs.
All right, let's go. Matt's home.
Sorry. All right.
Episode.
I'm totally derailing this. What is that movie? Ready Player One?
I think we're done with it.
I do want to see it at some point, but I did not get a chance to see it.
Yeah, I'm ready to see it again because there's a lot of
wow.
Well, I mean, there's stuff, like, ah. Well, there's stuff that you know you catch it the first time you see it, but you're the first time you watch any movie, you're already trying to keep up with the story and little other things that are coming up as you're viewing it, and so you forget it really quickly.
So it's good to watch on video cassette. Is what you're saying.
You know, well, if you want to freeze frame it like Lost back in the day, but I mean, watch it first time all the way through and don't stop it.
Millions of Nick fans are upset right now because they expected Nick to hate the movie.
I think you're just mad because you lost, Jack, because you bet.
There's no way. In a million years, I thought you would have liked the movie. There's no way.
Well, you know, if I like something, I genuinely like it, and if I hate it, it's for a good reason, I think.
It's forever.
Yeah, it's true.
If he hates something, it's forever. So don't get on Nick's bad list, people.
Okay, we can continue on now.
All right,
I'm just kind of coming midway into this podcast, so I apologize for my abruptive nature. But yeah, okay. Housework weekend. I got to watch a show that was kind of like a video game. It was called Game Over Man. Anybody seen this on Netflix recently?
No. It's a TV show?
It's a movie with what is it, guy's name? I should have IMDb'd this before I even brought it up. Adam, he's on, he did the Workaholics, basically the three guys from Workaholics. And if you've liked that show.
Oh, the guy who wants to be Jack Black.
That's how you see him?
The what?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know. I've always just seen him. You don't like him, I see it.
I liked him for the first 20 minutes.
Okay, then you're not going to like this movie.
Yeah.
But if you liked Workaholics at all, check it out on Netflix. It is not for the let me just say this much. It is kind of like almost a Die Hard parody in some ways.
Another ripoff.
In some ways, I mean, they make fun of it. It definitely has its spoof moments, but it's also pretty crude, in your face humor. You know, there's a lot of like some guys. I'll just say this much: spoilers for you know some, but there's some dick in it. We'll just say that much. So lots of dick shots.
The Adam actor. Are you talking the guy from Parks and Rec?
No, let me bring up the guy. Let's see, he was on, he appeared on Modern Family there as Haley's love interest for a little
bit. I know who you're talking. He was on the singing movies.
Mm. Let me see here. Well, no, not the singing movies. The
he was.
He's on singing.
Yeah, he was.
There's so many.
What's those singing movies?
Adam Devine.
Adam
Devine. I couldn't think of his last name. So
he was
Blake
Anderson. He was the goofy guy he was like the Phil, younger Phil, right?
Yeah.
On Modern Family.
Exactly. The younger
Phil.
He's on
what's those singing movies with they do this singing competition things.
Oh, you're thinking of Adam Levine.
That's what I said.
No. It's the movie. They're movies with
the girls, though, aren't they?
Oh, you mean high school?
Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect. That's it. Pitch Perfect. Yeah. He was in one of the.
Sorry, I was muted.
That's okay.
Pitch Perfect. That is clearly not the name of this show. Anyway, I enjoyed it.
Hello.
It's pretty. It's pretty in your face as far as the you know nudity and the
this dude violence. Shows up 30 minutes late for the podcast. He's telling us we're not on pitch.
No, I'm just saying me. I'm not, you guys. I brought a top 10 list.
That was the first time I really heard the Boston accent in a while. Like this guy shows up. This guy shows up 30 minutes late.
This kid shows up 30 minutes late to the podcast. Like, and whatever, dude.
Yeah,
I did have one thing I wanted to talk about. because, you know, I've talked about my house being haunted before.
Yeah, yeah. I love this shit. This is like my favorite part. Did you find ectoplasm?
I think I said a couple weeks ago where I saw something over my on my wife's side of the bed.
Yeah, freaky shit.
It was on that side of the bed, and I kept looking at like a, all right, I'm probably just dreaming. I went to bed. I fell asleep. Half hour later, she wakes up screaming that something was over her. But now I'm starting to think I'm a Cylon because I'm hearing music, the same song every now and then. I'll hear the same song.
Is it along the Watchtower?
And I'm like a drunken Colonel Ty walking around my house trying to find this fucking music. I'm like going, the fuck?
There must be.
Don't you mean fracking music?
No. Yeah, I guess I could. No, it's I can say fucking.
I know, but I just.
I get what you're saying. Okay, I hear this fracking music, but I'm like going. But I heard it the other night. I actually got up and walked around the house, walked everywhere. I go, all right, what's playing? Is it her phone? Is what? I hear music, and it's the same fucking
that's
song.
A,
it's driving me fucking
that's
crazy.
A Beach Boys song. What? I hear music.
But no, I you know, I'm bald. I might as well get drunk, and I could be Colonel Ty. It just drives me.
You'd make a good Colonel Ty. Yeah. I have had moments
what
like
song
that.
Is it?
Are you sure you weren't high?
It's just kind of like it's like a musical. It's like it's there's no lyrics. It's just mute. It's just, and then I even went outside. Said, is it the Nick?
It's Brian Eno.
We used to have a neighbor. Adam we used Devine. To have a neighbor. Our neighbors next door used to play disco music when they were doing their deed, and our walls would vibrate. And I said, maybe they're playing music over there. And I went outside. I go,
there's always to a 4/4 beat, though.
Yeah. But there is nothing in the house playing fucking music. Nothing. The TVs aren't on. There's no radio on. I've gone to the iPads. I've looked everywhere. There's no. And I just hear it. It's like I hear it out of the headboard. And I'm like going. And then I put my. This is how crazy I am. I put my ear up against the headboard. I go, what am I hearing?
Your neighbors are fucking.
But no, we have new neighbors.
Yeah.
And they've been married a while, so I don't think there's music going on.
Yeah.
Look how close this house is.
Record it next time, Jack.
Yeah, I mean that's some pretty interesting stuff there, Jack.
I think someone's fucking with me.
Again, I go back to like
if you haven't seen Battlestar Galactica, you don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh no, that's crazy. But,
anyway, just
you should watch
it. I'm
gonna laugh when like Jay bought one of those cards and you pull the tab, it just doesn't stop playing music until you rip it open. And it explodes glitter all over the place.
But it's not a continuous thing. It's only once it's Bluetooth. In a while I'll hear the music. I have no fucking clue what it is.
He was one of my favorite actors I've met. Was it Michael?
Colonel Ty.
Yeah, Colonel Ty. Michael is his name? Michael something.
Yeah.
Because, it was Comic-Con 09 or 10. And, I was like, oh, can I get a picture with you? And he was like, frack it, let's do it. And then he looked at me. He goes, how's my hair?
I liked him in, what was that movie with?
Michael Hogan.
Michael Hogan, yeah.
What was that, not movie, but it was a series that he was in, the one that got canceled. Like a nuclear bomb dropped. Oh, my God.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
Huh. It was a good show. What the hell was it?
You mean
if only we had Google in front of us.
Right. I'm doing it right
if
now.
Only, yeah.
Doing it right now.
Yeah, Colonel Ty was probably one of my favorite characters from Battlestar Galactica. I mean,
Well, he's kind of like the Sawyer of the show, and the fact that you hate him for so long, and then you grow to love him.
Yeah, but I hated Colonel Ty for probably two whole seasons. Sawyer, yeah, I was kind of like, I was pretty down with after, I don't know, halfway through Lost. You're kind of like, okay, he's all right.
Sawyer had nice but, hair and Ty didn't.
Jack, can't hear you again.
Is it because
I can hear him?
Can you hear me?
Well, it's just low to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I got it mixed up. I got it mixed up. He was on Falling Skies.
Falling Skies.
That show had such potential. It really did. It fizzled out so quickly.
Yeah, it, I gave that show a try. And I go, ugh.
Yeah, it just kept going on and on and on. It's the same as like that one with
Jericho. I'm thinking of Jericho.
Jericho, yeah. Oh.
I don't think so.
It's like that show that Stephen Lang was on about the dinosaurs where they go back in time. I forget the name of that. It was only one season, and it was really good. And they canceled it for budget reasons.
The dinosaurs that go back in time.
Yeah, it was like maybe 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago.
Land of the Lost?
No. I'll look real quick.
There was a show in the 80s that was on for like 6 episodes where they travel through a pyramid or something, a family. Man, I love that show.
I remember that show, yeah.
Yeah, it was bad, but man, I loved it.
Oh, I had Michael Hogan confused with Gerald McRaney, also known as Major Dad. He was in Jericho.
Gerald McRaney's in everything.
Yeah.
Simon and Simon, but he was also in Deadwood. House of Cards.
He was, yeah. He's in a ton of stuff.
Justified.
Castle.
This Is Us.
Terra Nova. That's the show I'm thinking of.
I think he was also in.
He goes from Rick Simon to George Hurst, and it's like two different, completely different characters.
No, Terra Nova.
I'm having flashbacks of another show. I'm Earth 2.
Earth 2? Yeah, that was good. That was back in the 90s.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Gerald McRaney, he was also in The Never Ending Story. So.
Interesting.
He's at the very beginning. He's the dad of the kid. And he's only in it for like one scene. And he's a total.
I like how Chris said Gerald McRaney, first thought was Major Dad.
He is.
I know.
Jackie, do sound low. I don't know why. So.
I don't know why. It's the something's going on. I can't scream. I can yell.
Maybe it's the ghosts.
Maybe it's for the better.
Is it quiet now? Did it just start losing it now? I don't know what I'm doing.
Holy crap, dude. I'm just looking at the Earth 2 cast.
Oh yeah, Earth 2.
All right, so there's some Lost connections here. We have Clancy Brown.
Yeah, Clancy Brown.
I always remember Rebecca Gayheart.
Yeah, Rebecca Gayheart. So
great. She's a great driver.
Antonio Sabato Jr. Terry O'Quinn.
Too soon, Jack.
Earth 2.
Terry O'Quinn. Earth 2.
Tim Curry.
Should have happened.
Whoa, Roy Dotrice? Really? Dude, he's the voice of the Game of Thrones books. Oh, yeah, he was in that. Dude, this is nuts.
I'm not sure. You know, maybe it's just my fondness. I rewatched that show probably about 10 years ago. I think if I watched it again, I would probably be disappointed. But I thought it had a lot of potential in it, and it just really...
It only had a season, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it...
Devin Adair was the lead character.
But Firefly came out right after Earth 2, so...
What? Oh, was it really that close?
It wasn't that close. I want to say Earth 2 was like 94.
Earth 95. 2 is 90. It was it aired from November 6, 94 to June 4, 95.
Yeah, I just made a chronological. Yeah, I didn't mean like right after. Sorry.
Canceled after one season of 22 episodes.
But it could have been. It could have been.
Let's bring it back. Let's reboot it.
There's so many shows.
They rebooted. They redid it. Whoa, they redid Jack. As Roseanne.
Jack.
Not too loud.
Yeah. Now you're screaming, dude! Yeah. Stop yelling at us.
It's like you're like the guy on the bus, the subway. That
get off my lawn.
Please back away. We're like, what? Whoa!
But you're also
is this better?
Yeah.
Is that you're better?
Also, earlier, you were kind of like the mumbling bum in the subway, and then you went to the.
Well, you know what? I do hear music at night, so maybe I'm going nuts. You don't know. It's still loud?
A little bit.
Fuck off!
and Jack quit better?
Is that better? Is that better?
Just don't lean in. Lean back better.
Just lean back a little bit. Now, I think now that you have it back. That too far. Somewhere between a 10 and a 1.
How is this?
Good, that's good.
Bad?
That's good.
One?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
Right there?
Sweet spot.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll stay right here.
So, Jack, we say we do an Earth 2 podcast reboot.
Let's do it.
25 years later.
How do you watch Earth 2? Is it possible? Can you stream it anywhere?
I don't even remember how I.
You can find. I'm sure you can,
actually gave me a DVD.
Might as well throw in a Sequest
Sequest.
Ooh, Sequest. DSV?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Now you can find anything on YouTube.
Amazon.com/ChainJack. You can get Earth 2, the complete series, which is one disc.
All right. That's something to do this summer.
Yeah, Earth 2. Patron's choice, Earth 2.
Oh, my.
We have one listener.
The rebirth of Earth 2 starts now, guys. It starts with this podcast and what we're going to do. So space above and beyond.
But yeah, it's the same as, like, you know, I know Chris and I, and I think Jack too, you know, we're fans of Man in the High Castle. And I was reading about that, you know, third season's coming out very soon, but they're not sure if they're going to do a fourth season or not because it cost them $110 million to make each season.
Whoa.
And it's way over budget because they said that basically every Amazon person would have to, every subscriber would have to pay $68, was the math, in order to get
$110 million a season?
Yeah.
Why?
Is it just a special effect? All that Nazi memorabilia. It's expensive to make Nazi stuff. So nobody wants to touch it.
It's authentic. It's straight. They went back in time on Timeless. And
even computer generators.
Well, to be fair, they have Hitler in season one, and I'm sure that costs some money. Right? Is it season one or season two we have Hitler?
It's the very end of
season two.
I'm sure he didn't come cheap.
Two?
Season two.
Hitler didn't
have to go to Berlin. Has to go to Berlin to meet him, and they saved his life or something.
Yeah. Well, and they had to get the rights from his family. So you got to go all the way to Brazil to get that.
Can you imagine, like, if he actually did have, like, a kid? Hitler had a kid, and, like, you had to go, like, "Hey, I'm the great grandson of Hitler."
Oh man.
I'm sure there is someone out, but there's no way you admit that.
No.
Right? There's no way you come out and say, "Yeah, I'm his great grandkid." There's no way.
I mean, there's tons of jokes out there. Like, you know, because, like, Adolf was, like, a hugely popular name in Germany. And, like, when was the last time you met someone that was actually named Adolf?
Like, I mean, it was basically like an Adam. It was like an Adam. So,
you never met anyone.
Yeah,
I would
totally ruin that name. So, well,
anyway.
I think I might buy this DVD.
Chris has gone down to Earth 2.
That's why Chris was silent for a while. He was.
Dude, I remember watching that. And I was like, 14, 15 years old? And I remember being, like, kind of spooked by it.
Those weird sand creatures.
The Terrans. They're Terrans.
The Terrans. Mm-hmm.
And they jump up out of the ground and pull. That was actually pretty scary.
Yeah, some of the effects, I think, you know, nowadays might not hold up.
But
hey, you know, people are still watching Star Trek. So, although the Star Trek that they stream on Netflix has got all the actual upgraded computer generated, you know, I don't know if if anybody's ever watched the Star Trek that's actually out there, you know, all of the updated interludes and stuff like that. Although every now and then when they had like some kind of a screen overlay, they won't edit that stuff out because they did this weird, I was watching an episode and they did this weird overlay where it was like, "Oh, that looks really bad. They could have fixed that." But because it overlaid with the film of a character or somebody that was talking or whoever was being affected, they clearly, anyway, sorry. I know it's random.
I'm sorry. I have gone down a rabbit hole.
Speaking of rabbit holes.
Because Matthew Treist says, rest in peace, that kid from Sequest, Jonathan Brandis, also known from Ladybug's fame.
Mm-hmm.
On Sequest. Yeah, dude, that show was so good.
that was the I'm sure no one caught it, but that's what I was saying the other day when Jack was talking about hearing his neighbors have sex. That was a quote from Ladybug that was saying, it's like, because that's one of the funniest lines in that movie, Ladybugs, is when he's like, "Look, it's a two-story house." He's like, "Yeah, you get one story." He's like, "You buy it, you get another story, you know." And then he's like, "Hey, look how close this house is." I can't really do Rodney Dangerfield, but he's like, "Look how close the houses are." He's like, "Honey, if we're screaming, the neighbors are here." She's like, "We never fight." Because I ain't talking about.
Yeah, if you want to laugh, just go on and search Rodney Dangerfield on the Tonight Show on YouTube.
Oh,
I can watch that for hours. It's hilarious. Him and Rickles.
Yeah.
Dude, Seth Green was in Sequest. That's I'm sorry.
I need to close my browser. Anyways.
Well, what colored eyes does your ghost have?
You know, you really can't see. You can't see the eyes. Yeah. It's just like an orange aura around. It's just like an orange glow.
Orange. Interesting.
Isn't that a good aura color? Orange. I think I'm not a hippie.
I don't know, but I just, like I said, I just kind of, it doesn't faze me anymore. I just kind of stare at it. But
what if it's a relative, Jack, and they're just trying to say hi?
Actually, the orange aura color, Jack, relates to reproductive organs and emotions. There's the color of vitality, vigor, good health, and excitement.
Never too late, Jack.
So that's a good thing, as you're saying?
Yeah. There's another little Glatfelder on the way.
Yeah, there actually is, but no.
You finally have the sun.
Not for my. Now remember, people. Chris said that, not me.
Well, I'm not going to listen to the show, anyways.
All right. Speaking of things that'll make me go to hell, top 10 Easter-related things.
Oh, okay.
I will admit that I threw this together pretty fast.
Wait, are you saying your other list you take a lot of time with?
I do, actually, sometimes way too much. I probably think about
what is that noise?
Well, who's getting beat up?
Yeah, is that Jack's?
It's probably
my headboard.
I'll move my paper. Sorry.
My headboard's had in a while.
There's a weird orange glow behind Jack right now.
Hey, you guys ever watch that show Schitt's Creek?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I've been dabbling in the Schitt's Creek. So.
Actually,
I've been watching Cheers, and my wife won't watch it because she says Sam is sexist. I go, yeah?
So is James Bond.
It reminded me of that video you sent recently about the guy with the bionic arm.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Because the arm even moves right there. You're just like, what the hell?
I showed that to a few people. I might have gotten in trouble, but it was awesome. It was worth it.
Of course, no one listening knows what we're talking about. Where can they Google to find this out?
Nick, I just want to throw that in the Facebook group.
Yeah,
or the patrons,
patrons group. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And you know, it does have a bionic arm out there. You know, like I want to
be careful. Be careful. That's all I'm going to say. Be careful. You could be John Bobbitt.
Yeah, but it was funny. I was watching that video, and I was watching videos from the patrons group. I think it was like I kind of clicked on something on the page, and somebody had posted on our group a while back this video that completely owned me, and it was a video. It's on the page somewhere of a shorter person, Tyrion Lannister style, if you will, jumping off of the edge of a boat into the ocean. When he goes into the water, he just goes.
All right, that's so good. Yeah. I think whoever's whoever did this going to a straight tail.
I follow this thing on Twitter. I think it's Darwin Awards, something like that. They show clips of people saying stupid. I will sit there and I'll be sitting there just laughing. My wife goes, "What are you laughing?" I go, "This." She goes, "I don't want to see it." I go, "It's funny. They do stupid. People are so fucking stupid." But anyway, Matt, do you have a list?
I do have a list, and I just wanted to point out that Dennis, I think your theory of the Hanna-Barbera cartoon guys, what was that? Snidely Whiplash? What was that? No, that wasn't Snidely Whiplash. That little dog that was laughing, whatever that was.
Oh yeah. Oh, that was Snidely Whiplash. The dog was.
Yeah.
Putting it. Yeah.
Totally.
That was totally Chris. Yeah. I totally heard it there. Yep. Yeah. I never heard that before.
Like you know, I'm laughing when I start doing the wheeze.
Oh yeah.
that's a sign of me genuinely in pure joy and laughter.
Before I get into the list, does anybody else ejaculate when they laugh?
What? I don't want to know where this is going.
I like how nobody said anything. Okay, that's just me.
I'm not going to see a comedy movie with you.
I am just joking. That doesn't really happen to me at all. Anyway,
do we have a title for this episode?
Jack laugh.
I took one for the team there. That is probably one of my best jokes ever. Anyway, top 10 Easter related things. Number 10, ham. Because
what is this for? This is Easter, right?
Easter related thing.
I'm still on your last
thing that I said.
Comments. So I'm thinking ham ejaculate. I don't get it. But that's
I don't know where that joke came from, but it is a joke. I've never ejaculated as I've laughed. I just need to make that clear. But think of it as what you will. So I like how Chris is just like, I don't know. Maybe Matt's not. So okay.
I don't think at this point anyone believes you denying it.
Okay. So ham. Anybody else before? Has anybody else been forced to, you know, when you were
just sit next to you during a comedy?
your grandparents and they forced you to eat ham. Like you couldn't get your Easter whatever it was. You couldn't do the Easter egg fun unless you.
Can I ask you a personal question, Matt?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a personal question? Sure. So, like, if you're feeling kind of, you know, you have some urges going on, and your wife says, no, I got a headache. Does she just put on like something funny for you?
I am completely joking. I have never ejaculated as I've laughed before. I just thought that would be a really funny thing to say.
Here, honey, what's your favorite comedy? I'm going to need to get some sleep.
So Chris is actually like hiding his face. He doesn't even want to touch the ham thing. On to my next one.
So we're back to, I don't think anyone wants to touch anything right now.
This we can actually cuss on this show. I feel like, you know, this is the show where you get to kind of.
Yeah, cussing is fine. Cussing is not.
I missed. I pulled out my headphones.
He fell on his chair.
I just kept waiting for your comeback. Okay.
Did we lose our chat?
I think we lost.
Did people hang up after this? People go, all right, I got to stop after Matt. Cause
I like how John has now joined us. Thanks for joining us, John. Glad that you are here.
What's up, John?
Where do you see that?
He just says, hello, glorious people.
My chat is frozen.
All right. I'm just going to read JP's comment.
You know what? I think my chat ejaculated. I think that's what happened.
The episode title is Ejaculate. J-A-C-K.
Yeah. So.
Need a good laugh?
E-Jack.
You know, I think there's some better titles out there. I just.
Man.
No, actually, Matt Treese, I've never seen Big Mouth. I've avoided that show. I don't know why. So it's just
it'd be too messy.
Good time to come in, so to speak. So okay, well, good. Maybe I'll check it out then. So anyway.
I'm gonna come in if you're laughing.
I don't know. Is that really a thing though? Like maybe
I don't know. I've never heard it until you brought it up.
Well, that's one time that my comment actually trumped my top 10 list here. So
I can't even concentrate on your top 10
list. Dude, I'm watching the YouTube feed because it's like, you know, a minute delayed, and you just fell out of your chair.
You've been waiting for that.
Yes. did Matt fall out of his chair?
That's yes. I did, yeah.
I didn't see that. Damn it.
Oh, so it good.
It was a quick one.
Quick laugh.
It's pretty fast, yeah.
Happens to a lot of guys.
Okay. Does it? I don't know. I was checking to see if anybody else here.
Sorry, honey. I have this problem when I laugh. Sorry. Sorry, sweetheart.
Every time you type on Facebook or a text, LOL, we really need to be worried.
Gives new meaning to left my orgasm off. I don't know. All right.
Is there a new emoji? Wait, is there an emoji for that? A laughing orgasm?
What's that?
Is there a new emoji, a laughing orgasm?
I think it would just be somebody laughing and then an eggplant, right? Is that what?
Okay.
Or does that just mean sex?
What?
Eggplant. Like, doesn't eggplant as an emoji, doesn't that mean something, right? Like,
oh, the eggplant means penis, though, so it means you're laughing at your small penis.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to understand how those things would relate to reading.
And folks, we're only at number 9.
Oh, yeah. Do you really want me to keep going? Okay, 9.
Yes.
Eggs. My chat is pretty frozen. Obvious.
Because everything eggs. You said is going to have some type of tie-in to ejaculate.
I hope not. But okay.
Well, eggs, you know.
It does kind of relate. I think I messed up here because number 8 I have dying. And I meant eggs. I think I meant egg dying as 1, not egg.
So people die on Easter?
Dying is not.
I thought they came back on Easter.
Yeah, they do. They do. So egg dying.
Oh, really. I see what you did there, Jack.
Thank you.
I guess that makes number 9 there. Bunnies. You know.
Bunnies.
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 Fucking like rabbits.
Yeah.
Because the rabbits all.
Yeah, exactly. But you'd make, yeah, fertility. Bunnies.
laughing bunnies.
Look, I was in a hurry when I put this piece together here.
Were you laughing?
I was not, actually. I was. Number 7, though, really.
Wait, can I ask you a question, Matt? Serious
sure.
question.
Okay.
Now, when you start laughing, do you have to leave the room? Or do you
yourself? Or you, I really just kind of brought that up on a whim. I thought it would.
Here comes the funny part. I got to leave.
Well, I guess I've never left this show.
I get it.
Is going to a comedy show like a strip club for you?
What? Oh, that would be kind of fun, actually.
You know, Matt checks into a hotel, and his hotel bill isn't a bunch of porno movies. It's a bunch of comedies.
You rented Dumb and Dumber 37 times.
I did point out that Caddyshack does have a lot of boobs. So a lot more boobs than what I thought. Not a ton, but I was surprised. So, JP says, Matt, when you go see Gallagher do stand-up, does he put on the raincoat?
No.
Well, the front row is given a complimentary sheet.
Typically, oh, if I have to, then I'll wear a raincoat just so that I don't leave a mess. So, usually go through about a pack of 10 comedy show.
Lots of really expensive at a Gallagher show.
So,
hey Matt, I just want to make a point here is that your top 10 list this week has been saved by the offhanded comment that you made before we started.
I guess so. Was it? I'll just put baby chicks here and you can make of that what you will. I don't think we really need to go. I could have just put chicks, but that really is sick. Number 6, moving on. Wicker baskets. I was really thinking about basket industry a lot when I put this list together. Really, I was thinking, wow, I mean, they really must.
Yeah. How do those things stay together?
Oh, what else do you get? Baskets. You know what I mean? Baskets of fruit or flowers, maybe, but come on. Easter, boom. That is basket weaving money. Take it to the bank. Sorry. I just Wicker baskets, number six. I might add one on here.
I wish I got high before I did this. I'd be so much better. Dude, when you get high, are you like a walking bag of cum? Like, is that what happens to you?
Okay, I probably will not live this down as much as the Patrick Swayze comment. By the way,
or Mike Pence's rabbit. I mean, whatever.
Rabbit. I do have bunnies on here. where were we on this? You were asking me about.
I don't know.
Side ache. Patrick Swayze and With Love to Wong Fu is on Netflix right now. So if you guys haven't checked out that movie, you like Patrick Swayze, he's good in that movie. But maybe Denzel Washington might steal the show. So no, not Denzel Washington. Wesley Snipes.
That's quite the hot take right there.
Okay, back to my list before I get derailed by...
Wait a Samuel Jackson, that one.
Before you get derailed?
Plastic Grass is number five. Because when else do you get Plastic Grass? But I don't know. That was a missed opportunity.
Do they still have Plastic Grass? Do they still have that in baskets?
They sell it somewhere, right? You guys seen Plastic Grass recently?
No,
I watch.
Okay, well, let's chalk up Plastic Grass to a memory or whatever.
Memorabilia.
I was calling out Matt Treist earlier. I think was
yeah, it's a South Park reference.
Yeah. Well, you guys were getting all memorostalgic.
Yeah.
So Plastic Grass, man. All right, I can't really come back from that. Number four.
No, you couldn't come back from it before you started.
I couldn't. Number four is actually where I have eggs. So I had eggs twice on here. That's really about...
Matt, that's really funny.
That's the whole point.
That's my shitty list. Sorry. It was really quick and it was on my phone.
Like so many other things.
Like so many things.
On your phone.
On your phone.
Oh my God.
Who has ever looked at
I'm sorry, I can't text you. It's sticking. I'm sorry, I can't do it.
That's right, guys. Make sure to clean your phones once you're done. Either you're taking
Does putting in a bag of rice help it?
Does it put in a bag of rice? I actually did that this weekend. I had this trouble
with it in a bag of rice.
Not my dick.
But your phone?
No, not my phone. I guess I don't know why I made the leap to my.
Wait, what did you put? Wait, hold on a second. What did you put in a bag of rice?
I don't know. I was working on my car, my truck. I got a trailblazer now, the little console thing I keep motioning, but it doesn't make sense on a podcast. Thing that rolls up your windows and shit. Anyway.
The crank?
Yeah, it got fucked up, and so I took it out, and I put it in those rice.
The crank?
Yeah. I did not yank any cranks. It was actually a little...
I cranked it pretty hard.
Yeah. Takes a lot of risk action on those cranks.
Fun. Anyway, that's what I put in the rice. It's really boring. It's car stuff.
Did it work?
It worked. And then it didn't. It's like your ghost. It came back. So now it's okay. Put it back in the rice, and I'm just going to keep it there.
All right.
So
how are you going to roll down your windows?
I don't know.
Maybe if you laugh, your windows will go up.
It seems to work for you.
Sometimes you want it to go down. Anyway.
The fucked up thing is now being talked about.
Well, the seat warmers would be stuck on, and I loved it because I got seat warmers, but they would be on, and then your windows can't roll down, and you're like, I'm fucking hot, and you got the seat warmer and the coat on. Chris just put the hand on the screen there. You just can't take it anymore. I should just move on. Number three, because we should really get through this list, and I feel like
we're only at three.
Yeah. Wine. Because why is that an Easter thing? Wine.
It's the blood of Christ.
Yes. Thank you. I was thinking.
I thought I'd help you out there.
Thanks. Yeah. I think I had wine and bread because I was trying to be sacramental. I'm not good at this. Number two, moving on.
You are. You're fantastic.
All right. I'm going to have to work on number one here. So number two got bumped down is Jesus. Is that number one? Because
Jesus couldn't crack number one.
Yeah. Well, it was, but then I messed up with the eggs.
He died for your laughing sins, and here you are.
he is risen. So anyway, shit. I did not plan that at all. I am going to hell for this list. I'm moving on to number one before I stick my foot in my throat.
You know, there's no laughing in hell.
Chris is now praying because he's like, I'm getting through this podcast. You're not, Matt.
Oh my God.
I know. I can't.
And number one, the number one thing about Easter.
Sleep. You get to sleep in. Sorry, it was last minute. It was the last thing on my actual.
So Jesus got kicked the second over sleep.
Over sleep.
Sorry, Jesus.
Unless you're Catholic, you have to get up at 6 a.m. Matt. Then it's not.
And clearly, based on my list, I'm not. So I got to sleep in. You know what I should have put? My wife's cooking, because it was awesome. She'll get honorable mention. She never listens to this show.
Yeah, my wife made her Italian sauce, so we had raviolis.
If my wife does listen, it should be number one, and it is in my heart.
Well, I'll send her a link to the show.
Please don't. Anyway.
Another fantastic list, Matt.
Thanks.
Awesome job.
Just for the record, I've never had an orgasm.
It's too late, Matt.
Okay. You've
it's
never had late. An orgasm? Wow.
And that's it for this week's episode of
you know what?
Dan Jack's Ramblecast.
I didn't post anything on YouTube last week. I forgot. But I will post something this week on YouTube. And I think it's going to be the last few seconds of this that we just had here.
Well,
what do you think, Matt? Would that work for you?
Yeah, just so long as you don't post any of my shortcomings.
I think you already did that.
I did that to myself. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed the list there, and I'll try to work harder next time.
So. No, it's perfect. Listen, actually, it was a perfect show. And I think it's a good time to wrap it up.
I have to ask one thing of you, Matt.
Sure.
Don't ever change. These lists make my day.
Thanks, Chris.
Every time.
Thanks.
Well, actually, last week weren't that great, but this week was great.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah. It was outstanding.
Yes.
It was almost as if it was one in a million.
It was definitely cocky.
Yeah. You're laughing a lot right now, Matt.
It made you laugh. Yeah.
Yeah.
His space bar is stuck. He can't type.
I got Jack.
All right, guys. This show is made possible by our patrons, and this is our once-a-month patrons-only podcast. We do it live for our patrons. You can join us in the chat, whether you give a dollar or a million. It doesn't matter. Everyone's equal here, and you can hear things live as we record them. Everything's good. And you can actually see us recording and get Matt's top 10 list and all the great stuff we go on. You can become a patron. Go on patreon.com/jandjack or go to jandjack.com. Click on the little button that says become a patron. And again, we'll accept anybody, even people who laugh.
A lot.
And a lot.
Also, if you like to help the show, you can go to Amazon. Who doesn't? You can get what show are we talking about? Was it Sequest? No,
Sequest DSV Complete Edition. Earth 2. 20 DVDs. Earth 2. I think it's one DVD because they got canceled. But hey,
you go to janjack.com. It clicks on things. Amazon. You just click on the button that says Amazon and it takes you right to the page. And every little bit helps. We're also going to be opening up a Teespring page here any day now. And you can get your favorite shirts and mugs and all that different stuff from your favorite podcast.
And rags.
And rags, yes. And I guess we'll need, if you have a laughing fit, it's good to have a it's good to have.
I think we're going to officially rebrand them, Jack. It's going to be the official Jane Jack's Ramblecast laugh rag.
That's perfect. The laugh rag.
Yep.
I like that. Yeah.
That's perfect.
And, you know, to paraphrase JP,
Jacob says Teespring is up now. It's under what? Is it just Jay and Jack Teespring?
Sorry. I just got a link from Jacob. He made a new sticker and it is glorious. It is. I don't know if it's public yet, but it's fantastic. I'm going to absolutely buy one of these. It's a sticker, a blue sticker. That has a pin drop and says Boston, and there's like radiating rings around it is like from a distance, and I'm way in the lower left hand corner. Outside of Boston is the name of the sticker, and that is fantastic.
Nice,
nice.
Well, if Teespring is up, I guess I'm assuming it's under Jay and Jack. That's how and the know I am going on here. But check it out. We'll probably post it on our Facebook page and all that stuff. It's Teespring/Jay and Jack. Thanks, Jacob. Teespring/Jay and Jack. And go on there and buy all the merchandise you want. And it helps this lovely podcast and all the other podcasts that we have. At the time, I'd like to thank our special patrons. All our patrons are special, but we can go to Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rigner Glaffelder, Molly the Millennial, Ed the Letter Carry, and what's that? I had a name for Maggie. What was I going to say with Maggie? I forgot it, Maggie. But anyway, we'll come up with something soon. But anyway, thanks for you, and thanks for all our patrons, and thanks for everything we do, and thanks for all the people who joined us in the chat, and thank you, Matt, Chris, and Nick, for joining us here on the After Dark podcast. We'll be back next week with our regular non-After Dark podcast next week. That's it. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
See ya.
Bye. I'm not doing it.
One in a million. Okay.